Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we brought you Lou Dobbs yesterday and another award-winning reporter, Sarah A. Carter from Washington Times, on the border war that's raging. The Mexican military basically taking over organized crime in areas of the U.S., not just in Mexico. We have another big transmission lined up for you on this Friday edition. John Williams of ShadowStats.com, a very respected forecaster and economist, who consults to some of the largest Fortune 100 companies out there, is going to be joining us coming up in the second hour. Remember, they played a clip of him earlier this week on CNN talking about a inflationary depression. And with all the new numbers coming out, it certainly looks like it's going in that direction. He'll be joining us coming up 60 minutes from now, about 59 minutes from now. And then Steve Alton, about a month ago, I got this book in, and it said The End of Oil, The Next 9/11, The End of Civilization. And I didn't have a chance to read it, so I didn't get him on. And then Paul Watson told me he's been trying to contact us and get us on. And then I noticed he was on national CBS radio doing a great job exposing 9/11. And he's been kind of one of the consummate insiders on the pro-war side. So we will have him on to talk about The Shell Game, his new book. So better late than never, because now he's getting a lot of attention, and we're glad he is. So that is coming up in the third hour today. You know, sometimes you run into things from just a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it seems like a million years ago. But at the same time, it seems like yesterday. You know, it can seem like it was ancient, but also just yesterday. This morning, I always surf around at least 20, 30 minutes on YouTube seeing what new stuff is up there. And I noticed that all 11 parts in 10-minute segments of the close to two-hour piece that we did on C-SPAN back in May of 2006, 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium. And so I thought I would just play maybe my introduction to that as a blast from the past. And later today up on Infowars.com, we're going to post all 11 parts to that. It's in pretty good quality. Just 2 years ago, YouTube was still kind of in its infancy, and we did upload some clips, and they didn't look too good, and it wasn't really on YouTube 2 years ago, year and a half ago. Now it is, and so we'll push that, and hopefully you get it out to everybody, because for a lot of people, something old that they hadn't discovered is really new. So that is coming up later in the broadcast today. We're going to have this economic expert on with us, scheduled for an entire hour. And so that means that if you've got economic questions, we're going to try to open the phones up while he is on with us today. John Williams of ShadowStats.com coming up in the next hour. Some of the other really important news I have for you on this important Friday broadcast. Lou Dobbs, U.S. heading for stagflation crisis. PrisonPlanet.com. We'll read over some of his comments. Another story. From PrisonPlanet.com, Lou Dobbs, New World Order can be defeated. Where else you get that type of stuff? but right here, ladies and gentlemen. Also, dollar falls to new low against the euro. All-time new low. Every day it's a new low. The nightmare plunge continues. As the yuppies run around saying, take all my rights or Al-Qaeda will get me, when Al-Qaeda is run by the boys that run this government. Employers slash jobs by most in 5 years, 63,000 jobs slash in February alone. Carlyle's unit, new margin calls may hit cash flow. Central banks voice concern on inflation. Fed boost efforts to loosen U.S. credit markets. Surge in job cuts fuels worries about recession. Congress questions three executives on compensation. That's a distraction. Vehicle sales plunge. We'll come back and cover it all.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have videos up on YouTube that have millions and millions of views. The average YouTube video that we put up gets about a 50,000, 60,000 hits on average from what I've seen. But there are thousands of listeners to this radio show that post hundreds of videos a day. And for some reason, what they put together gets even more hits in one day. And this is a lot, because this just went up yesterday. 61,986. And YouTube updates about three times a day. I bet it'll be like 100,000. Once it updates in the next few hours, just part of a rant of my weekly TV show last week, and it's the second most discussed today video, the number one most discussed in news and politics, number one top rated. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. This one video, question your reality. They took a little bit of a rant I did. It's up on Infowars.com, but while you're still looking for it, I sent it to John yesterday, but out of the hundreds of clips I sent him, if you can't find it, just grab it again. It's on YouTube, John, Questioning Reality. I'm going to play that, but I've got to play it in the first hour. You know, people see me getting impassioned and upset, and some people question, is it real? Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I wish it wasn't real. I wish that when I get up on television and I start talking about really hardcore issues or radio that I didn't get upset. I try as hard as I can to not get upset. I actually succeeded this Monday on the weekly TV show that'll be up in the next few days for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers in super high quality. I actually succeeded in being calm for a full hour talking about the puppy murder incident and all the other animals being killed and how neocons are defending it. I was extremely calm the entire time. But in a way, it's not good to be calm. We've been calm too long. We can't just sit here and take this anymore. I am threatened at a very base level by people that think all this is okay. So we will play that. Alex Jones, Question Your Reality is the name of the piece. It's up on Infowars.com a little bit later in the show. Again, we just joined us, top forecaster and economist John Williams, who was reported on CNN talking about how we're going into inflationary depression. He's going to be joining us, and Steve Allen, Atlin, Alton, I can't suddenly remember who's coming on, Steve Alton, coming on in the third hour with his new book, The Shell Game, New York Times bestselling author of Meg and The Lock, The End of Oil, The Next 9/11, The End of Civilization. So that is coming up as well. Let me just hit some economic news now. And it's just more of the same, but it's deepening. As we told you 2 years ago, that 2008 looked to be the beginning of the slide. We were able to predict this because we had scores of top economists from Nobel Prize winners to the father of Reaganomics on the broadcast of the former chief economist of the World Bank. And last January, I asked Joseph Stiglitz here on air, now over a year ago, I said, if the globalists that you've worked for do not change their policy and have some of the same, quote, reforms that Dr. Roberts and others have called for, Joseph Stiglitz said, that we would begin to see a unraveling slow slide into full collapse by early 2008. And remember, we continued to say for the last 2 years, the middle of 2008. The middle of 2008. The middle of 2008. Last year, when a lot of other pundits were either saying the economy was wonderful and everything was blue skies and it was Al-Qaeda that actually said this, Al-Qaeda propaganda, that our economy was doing bad and that if you didn't like the Federal Reserve's policies or you said we had inflation, you were aiding Al-Qaeda. They literally said that. Google it. They said it hundreds of times. Mainstream news. Running the gamut to other Patriot talk show hosts and others, and I don't blame them because it looked like it could implode any time. We're saying, no, it's going to happen now, it's going to happen this week, it's going to happen this month. And I kept saying, well, from all the experts we've talked to and all the information we have, it looks like that this will come unhinged and begin to fully unravel. The debate was between February and July to August. That the only debate was because the first earnings start coming in February. And then more of the reports come out at the end of the summer, going into the fall. And then that's going to, you know, after years of being in a recession, we've really been in one more than 2 years. If you look at the real numbers, they just kept the facade going that we weren't. That then, if we don't have a good Christmas and there isn't spending, that this fiat-based economy will plunge a whole other level downwards into 2009, and it will continue for at least 3 years thereafter. And do we have a Ron Paul who's going to be in the White House? Do we have someone who has actual policies that are constitutional, historical, and make sense that would shore up the dollar, that would shore up our credit and our name so people wouldn't dump the dollar? No, they're giving you Barack Obama, Hillary, or McCain, who are all exactly the same in real policies of George Bush, other than Barack Obama in one area, and that's saying no to the Iraq war. He does have that going for him. In one area, he was different from Hillary and McCain. But on every other issue, they want open borders, gun control, big government, more socialized health care. And McCain is different from those two in that he's not openly for socialized health care. Out of the three, and I'm not saying vote for either one of the three, I've really spent a lot of hours thinking about this. McCain and Obama are better than Hillary. And I say that because at least Obama was against the war, and McCain isn't for socialized health care. Hillary was for the war and is for government-controlled rationing, socialism, which means government control. You know, you say you don't want the government involved with your body. Do you know what it means to have government-controlled health care? Do you have any idea with these eugenicists running things? Of course, if we had angels running things, then as a bleeding heart position, you could argue for socialized health care. I'm not even saying that would work or be a good idea. I'm saying I see your argument. I understand you mean well, many of you out there. But it will not work because evil people run it. Can't you figure that out? I mean, come on. The government takes a dollar of our tax money and sends 32, 33 cents, depending on the year, back to the states with strings attached. States normally deliver 50 plus cents for services for every dollar taken. Well, yeah, there's less bureaucracy. There's more local control. I mean, even if you're going to be a socialist, at least be a local one. There are some small socialist communities that have actually done okay, but because its people have more control over how it's divvied up. And again, I'm 180 degrees against that system. Liberals look at the quote free market and think it's capital, crony capitalism, where the elites come in and use government for corporate welfare and where they go after their own competition and shut people down and shut down family farms and hoard and bid rig and scam. And that's not capitalism. So I'm already digressing here into economic theorem. We've seen it played out in hundreds of countries. We know what happens 99% of the time. It doesn't work. Oh, it works for a tiny elite to get total control and then have their way with you, and then any mistakes they make are magnified because there's no checks and balances. I mean, do you really like that? Hitler, by the way, had socialized health care. That's why a lot of liberals have written books and said, well, we hate Hitler for his racism, but he had a lot of good ideas. No, he didn't. All right. Okay, I like to drive 100 miles an hour down the expressway. That was a good idea. But that was so we can move troops, by the way, folks. That's why we adopted that here. But they won't let you drive 100 miles an hour. And that might be a good thing, though, the way these people drive and talk on their cell phones. You ever been out in Montana, Wyoming, where they got no speed limit? Oh, man, it's great. But let me tell you, the state police are sitting on the side of the road just like in Germany. And if you reckless drive in any way, you're going to jail. And you should. You're driving down the road. The number one cause of death is automobiles. It's the most deadly thing out there. Hundreds of thousands a year die. Last time I looked it up, you have a 14 times, it's in the almanac every year, better chance of dying in a car wreck than from a gun. Better chance of grounding, 3 times as much than you being shot, but doesn't matter, they fearmonger guns all day. But can you imagine the way people drive, myself included sometimes, if we had a 100-mile-an-hour speed limit? Okay, now I'm really digressing and talking about things that don't matter. Dollar falls to new low against euro. Dollar sinks to record low against euro, which tops $1.54 for the first time. The euro is $1.54 versus the dollar. Remember, the euro opened at 82 cents to the dollar, so that's 18 and 54. Do the math. That's the change that's happened. The amount of destruction that we've seen. The dollar sank to another record low Friday against the euro, which topped 154 for the first time after the European Central Bank held its benchmark interest rate steady and signaled no rush to change it. Then you read this article out of AP, and it never tells you why. Why won't these reporters tell you what that, just the basic mechanics? I know full-grown adults that live in million-dollar houses who make $300,000 a year, and they don't know, I'll have talks with them, and they can't understand this. When our interest rates are 3% and theirs is 5.5%, are other governments and institutions and private individuals going to buy euros and British pounds, or are they going to buy dollars if they get a bigger return on buying the other currencies, the other investments? See, the government, our government's policy of low interest rates is killing us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen.
I saw a film today, oh boy.
The English Army.
The English Army had just won the war.
We got crazy police state news coming up, too.
A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look, having read.
So Dollar falls to new record low. Gold right up there at 980 still today. Employers slash jobs by most in 5 years. But remember, in the last six and a half years, the average American lost more than $1,000 a year in pay and replaced good-paying jobs and factory jobs and computer jobs and value-added jobs, manufacturing jobs, with service jobs. Now the service economy is viciously contracting. And I'll tell you, Austin, Texas is supposedly the biggest boom town in the U.S. It is now per capita the richest city, per capita, not New York, San Francisco, obviously, or the Kings, but per capita, the richest city. It also now sells more liquor per capita than New Orleans, the drunkest city. Very decadent. I've seen the statistics on prostitution. It's way up. It's quite a Sodom and Gomorrah here, as they say. A lot of money. And everybody from New York, California, Miami, they're all moving here. It's nice. The secret's out. What this town was 400,000 people just 10 years ago. It's like a million now. They say it's going to double in the next 10 years. So it's exploding. And there are boarded up businesses all over the place. You go to restaurants, there's about half as many people as you'd see a year ago. You go to the fair, there's about half as many people. And then I went to Dallas a few months ago. I told you about that. It was like a ghost town. More than half the billboards were empty. Stuff was shut down. See, it's on the ground stuff. But I told you about 6 months ago, my uncle lives out in the country, and there's these swan trucks that deliver. Yeah, it's decent food. It's not really, you know, good stuff like you get at the grocery store, fresh produce, but it's just frozen food they deliver, and everything from ice cream to steaks. And they were talking about not even coming out there anymore because everybody's maxed out their credit cards just to buy gas to go to work, and people aren't buying like they used to, and they're saying they're going broke. See, that's the kind of little intel you get. I remember being 5 years old out there on the ranch and the swan truck pulling up on the weekend when I was staying down there on the summer, and I'd be happy because Meemaw would get me a box of popsicles from the swan truck. Or those little frozen pizzas I liked. And they're talking about cutting their routes back, not coming out as much, coming out every few weeks instead of every week. First time ever. Oh, the economy is real good. Yeah, the economy is just doing fabulous. I had to get gas. I pulled in a 7-Eleven. A lot of times I try to pay cash, but didn't have any cash. Stick my credit card in. Refused it. It said right there, no debit cards, but it was a credit card and debit. Pull over next to the mobile. Stick it in. Wants my zip code. Give it the right zip code. Won't get it. I go in. I hand them the card, and they say, well, it was refused out there. And I said, well, they go, you got to pay cash. I had $6 in my wallet. I gave it to them and got $6 gas. And by the way, those guys knew who I was. I've had my car fixed there. That's how scared people are. That's how bad the economy is. That's how many people are giving them bad credit cards. That's Austin, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Employers slash jobs, 63,000 in February, the most in 5 years, the starkest sign, yet the country is headed dangerously towards recession, or is in one already. The Labor Department's report released Friday also showed that the nation's unemployment rate dipped to 4.8%, as hundreds of thousands of people, perhaps discouraged by their prospects, left the civilian labor force. What does that mean, left the civilian labor force? Gave up?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today. All right, I'm going to play this little excerpt. Question Your Reality is the name of it. It's up on Infowars.com, about 9 minutes long. Then I'm going to rush through the economic news. I get stuck on each article. Then I'm going to get into all the weird machinations of the Democrats as Howard Dean tries to basically cheat for Hillary Clinton. Again, I don't like Barack Obama. I'm just telling you the facts. The machine is trying to, at least on the surface, knock him off politically. Dean urges do-over in Florida and Michigan to give Hillary delegates. Associated Press, Latinos seek citizenship in time for voting. New York Times, Dems can't win without superdelegates. AP, border incident probed in Times Square bombing. Neocon bloggers blame anti-war movement for New York bombing. Times Square blast linked with anti-war demonstrator that was put out by ABC News yesterday. Now they admit it's not true. Doesn't matter. Their neocons are on Radio Center right now. 9/11 truth issues explode on a CBS national radio yesterday with our guest that's coming up in the third hour. Feds have high hopes for national data exchange system. Tell you about that. Archivists block release of Clinton papers. That's what these Presidential Libraries Act is. Use institutions to keep things secret even after they're declassified, claiming they own their own papers from government. That is all coming up. And again, top economist forecaster joining us coming up in the second hour here, just about 30 minutes away, or now about 25 minutes away. Here is a video racing up the YouTube charts, number one in many categories, less than 24 hours after being posted. Just a little 10-minute excerpt from my TV show a few weeks ago. Members of PrisonPlanet.tv can see the TV show in super high quality, just like you're watching television. So be sure and go over and check out PrisonPlanet.tv and all the benefits. Here it is.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the future.
It is not the elite cockroaches that determine that. It is you.
I am only one man. But I am a representation, as all of you are. Regardless of your race, color, or creed, of the human spirit. I am blasted by the responsibility I have. I am humbled by the knowledge that I have accrued. I do not have the words or the intellect, as primitive and weak as I am, to somehow reach out to your human soul and attempt to activate the spirit of the universe that is in all of our souls. I stand before you blunted, bludgeoned, weakened. I have been programmed by the society, by the peer pressure, by the lust and needs implanted in me. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, drinking sodium fluorinated water. All the scientific studies show my IQ has been reduced by at least 20 points. The shadow of who I would have been calls out from the grave. The shadow of who you would have been calls out from the soul that is humanity. Your families are being broken up. Your children are being trained to commit suicide. Our world is in crises. Everything is parasitic. Every fulcrum, every benchmark, every root of wholesomeness is under assault because our enemy vengefully seeks to destroy all that is pure, all that is beautiful, and all that is strong. But from the grave that is humanity, I call out and I say to the elite, what a great mischief you have wrought. What a great dark wickedness you have created. What a blight you are on a beautiful species that had so much promise. I look into the eyes of the elite, windows into their souls, and I see weak, decadent people who revel in the raw exercise of power. They enjoy murdering the innocent child. They revel in killing the widow. They revel in dumbing down the tiny green shoots that are children that would grow into mighty oak trees. Everything they are is anathema. Everything they are is counterbalanced against the spirit of the universe.
everything they are is a fraud against life and a crime against life that every fiber of my soul cries out against. It is a great pain to me to see their work. It savages the core of my soul to witness the innocence degraded, pulled down, bludgeoned, destroyed, burned, decimated, annihilated, kindled to flames that only sparkle in the eye of a psychopath. We are at the crossroads. We are entering a dangerous time in the development of our species. The least you can do is investigate. The minimum that is expected of you as a sentient being is to question your reality. The minimum is that you realize you are in a box. You are being controlled, and you are being fed, and you are having buttons in your mind pushed and controlled. You talk about raw will. The raw will. It takes to have the studies from the 1920s and the 1930s where they knew that sodium fluoride and its derivatives caused bone fractures, cancer, destruction of the kidneys, hypothalamus, pituitary, but most importantly, brain tissue and IQ. And to put it in our water. And to hurt millions of people. To eat holes in every person's brain listening. To take everything you want to be in and to destroy it. That's who you face from the cold depths of the night. Circle of hell! None of this even means anything, and I cover all their tyranny on the face of it. Total tyranny! What does it even matter anymore? What does it even mean? I have been robbed! At the end of the day, I know we're hurtling into martial law, and there's this great wicked intelligence that scientifically diagrammed and chronicled every single button they have to push to control you to the point of you can't even understand what I'm saying, most of you. I've told you the truth. I've told you what's happening. We have a scientific dictatorship, an elite using scientific technologies to dumb down, control, poison you, sterilize you. We're all under attack. Every one of you has had your IQ, your mind, your intellect, your soul, who you are, massively reduced by them. We have our own documents in the 20s where they said they were going to put it in the water and dumb you down. And now you're so dumbed down, mainstream news can admit it's deadly poison and does reduce your IQ. Doesn't matter, the American Medical Association finally gets pressured to say, don't give fluoride to babies, it's all baby water. You can rebel as a species, though. You can say no. You cannot just count on Alex Jones to start your own access show, your own website, your own newsletter. Call into talk shows. Get your kids off sodium fluoride. Stop eating MSG and fast food. Stop eating GMO. Wake your neighbor up who's a cop. There are thousands of things you can do. The elite is behind schedule. Their new world order is in trouble. They admit they're behind. They're trying to accelerate. Things are getting more and more obvious. You can do things to fight this. You don't have to let them just have their way with you. You don't have to let them just win. If you take action now, and if you resist it, you can have a great effect. I'm calling for you to break out of your condition and to become aware of your condition and to use your intellect in any way you see fit to bring the new world order down.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one of the number one videos on YouTube, not just in the United States, but in the United Kingdom right now. Last night, Aaron Dykes raced from the time that Lou Dobbs was on with us live to take the 18-minute interview, to put images to it, to add documents to it. He posted it on YouTube, and YouTube pulled it without saying why. They normally say why. We uploaded it again. We also put it on our own servers for you. And I'd like to see those videos go viral as well, because people hear Lou Dobbs on the show. They hear him talking about the New World Order failing. We can reach out to a lot of the Lou Dobbs fans and bring them in to the next level of understanding, to a whole other level of understanding what's going on with the New World Order. So those are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. If they try to censor the video you just heard, go get it off Infowars.com, copy it onto your YouTube or LiveLeak or any of the other video websites. It's a very effective message, completely from my heart. I have had a lot of people who have, from TV stations, radio stations that interview me, that have seen me give the Bilderberg speech, who have seen me stand up and give a speech to a city council or give a speech to a legislature or give a speech to a crowd of people. And I've had, not arguments, but time and time again, I've had people time and time again tell me that, oh, you wrote that speech you gave to the Bilderberg group when you bullhorned them, or you wrote that speech you just gave, or you, why would it matter if I wrote it? Those are my ideas. That's what I believe in. But I don't write this stuff. Occasionally, when I give an hour-long speech or I have a bunch of people I'm introducing, like when I did the C-SPAN, you know, almost two-hour TV symposium that was then played on TV, I had about 10 notes in front of me of what order I was going to speakers or basic topics I wanted to cover. But I do not write my speeches. Those come from my heart, from my soul, and I'm not even saying they're the best speeches out there. The point is that this comes from my soul. This is who I am. This is real. And you can track back everything I'm saying and find out it's true. In fact, that it's much more serious in most cases than what I'm even saying. So I've said my piece there. And I have gone over that information. But I have a lot of passion. And I rarely can articulate what I'm thinking. That type of speech you just heard isn't even the edge of what I understand and what I know and what I literally am in my heart. And all of you have that same eloquence and understanding if you just turn it loose and stop caring what other people think. Of all the economic news I have in this gigantic stack, it is just a huge one. Look at this one. 9 in 10 UK jobs go to foreigners. The UK's economy is falling apart almost as fast as ours right now, even though their currency isn't being debased. And they have the opposite problem. Because their currency is going up in value, they are a debtor nation, and so things cost more because the value has gone up. It's the reverse. If you have the money and its value goes up, you're ahead. But if you don't have money, and now credit costs more, and the currency is worth more, so you're actually paid less of it, is the way to explain it. And 9 out of 10, government report, almost 9 in 10 new jobs created over the past decade have been taken by foreign-born workers despite a sharp increase in the number of skilled British workers. Yeah, they're all told, go do education. Go pay for all these educations. all these different certificates, and then it's useless. Official figures show the number of British people in work has slumped to the lowest level since Labour was elected in 97, undermining claims made by Gordon Brown that employment was at record high. Since 97, some 1.4 million fewer Britons work in manufacturing, yet 113,000 more foreign-born workers are in the sector. Of the 1.7 million people in employment since 1997, 1.5 million were born outside the UK, according to the Office for National Statistics. The figures have been uncovered by the former Labour minister, who is urging the government to urgently restrict immigration from Eastern Europe to help young Britons gain employment. They have to bankrupt you to get you under their control, to get you into social welfare or psychiatric or criminal net. They're monopoly men. More financial news than a big guess straight ahead.
I'm gonna leave you.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Racing towards hour number two. In fact, John, let's just go ahead and get John Williams, our guest, Shadow Government, on with us. Right when we start the next hour, I want to go directly into it. The other economic news here, not just 9 and 10 UK jobs go to foreigners. Oil prices are down only 105 from a high of 106. See, now they're telling you, oh, it's low, 105. See how when it was 80, then it dropped down to 60, you go, oh, it's only 60. And then it went up to 90, and then, oh, it's only 80. And then it went up to 100, and, oh, now it's only 90 when it drops back, kind of like gold. Shoots up to 500, drops back down to 400, shoots up to 600, drops back down to 500. See how it's leapfrogging upwards? That's how they spin it. Oh, wonderful. Oil prices are down only $105 a barrel. Employers slash jobs, the most in 5 years, covered that 63,000 gone in just 1 month of February. Unbelievable. Private equity firm Carlyle Group's having some problems as well. Central banks voice concern over inflation. Central banks from the world's industrialized and developing regions voice concern Friday over sagging food and energy prices, surging, not sagging. Freudian slip, I wish they were sagging. Their latest big challenge is globalization unsettles the balance of supply and demand, which they engineered. Another big thing about central banks want more credit issued when they're the ones restricting it after they created the bubble. And it goes on from there. And they have headlines about, as unemployment surges, fears that we might enter a recession. Kind of like when somebody's had their head chopped off. Fears he might have cut himself shaving. Fears that we might be entering cutting ourselves shaving. We told you about food exploding in prices, but eFoods Direct has it locked in at the prices from a few months ago. And this food has been freshly freeze-dried and dried just in the last few weeks. Prices will go up again, though. Wheat is now four times what it was just a month ago. It doubled, and it's down four times last time I checked yesterday. But this is high-quality, storable foods, and if we go into an even bigger crisis, it's good to have insurance you can eat no matter what happens. And this is high-quality, tasty food. None of it is GMO. It is all healthy and good. Give eFoods Direct a call, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Or check them out online at eFoodsDirect.com, big fat banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, I want to tell you about Aloe Ease Body Cleanse. Aloe vera is up there with hemp. It's just one of those superfoods. It's used all over the world, and it is known for detoxifying, totally cleaning out your intestinal tract, but detoxifying the body as a whole. Massive mainline medical research on aloe vera. It's a component of hundreds of mainline drugs. This is just raw aloe vera with some other well-known herbs for cleansing the body. Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. Give them a call at 1-800-569-4056. Aloe Ease Body Cleanse, 1-800-569-4056. If you missed that number, here it is one more time, 1-800-569-4056. And in closing for this hour, don't forget I'm a documentary filmmaker. You can see them all in super, almost DVD quality. It's so good you can't even hardly tell the difference. It's a way to see it online, see it right now, in-game. Terror Storm Final Cut, PrisonPlanet.tv, or go to LooseChangeTheFinalCut.com and see it online right now as well in super high quality, or order them via DVD at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.